T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just broadly, especially in contact sports, all sports really, there has been an increased focus on concussion safety. Can you explain what a concussion is and some of the side effects, common side effects that can result from a concussion?
So a concussion is a injury, closed head injury or a whiplash injury that causes a deceleration injury to the brain, causing symptoms such as loss of consciousness, confusion, headaches, weakness in the extremities, dizziness, and nausea. But most people feel that for one to have a concussion, you need to have a direct injury to the head is not true. Also, what is not true is 90% of people with concussions have no loss of consciousness. So we have to stay away from, well, you got to lose consciousness and you're going to have a direct head injury. People who have whiplash injuries in car accidents without hitting the head have concussions. We see this all the time.
Now, this story specifically is because of Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, a huge game between the Bills and the Chiefs this week. Patrick Mahomes had to enter concussion protocol after taking what was a bizarre hit, because it didn't, you kind of talked about it a little bit there, but there was no direct contact, it looked like, at least forcible contact, to the head. It was more around the neck area. I don't know if you've had the chance to watch the video of the hit or anything, but what do you know about the concussion protocol in the NFL?
So I have reviewed the video several times at different angles. My personal opinion is that the Patrick Mahomes had a head injury when hitting the forehead of the helmet to the ground and then have a deceleration injury. In other words, I'm 100% sure that this is a concussion. And I let me explain why. First of all, he had what we call a fencing response. A fencing response usually is due to concussion of the brainstem, and that's when his left leg was pushed out, stiffened out. And when he tried to get up, his left side of his body was not only weak, it was really difficult for him to even move on it. You could tell he was confused. He had the left-sided symptom, a pinched nerve in the neck, which was, I'm trying to explain this as a pinched nerve in the neck, cannot explain left leg weakness. That would only be a spinal cord injury. So, in my opinion, he had a fencing response, he had a concussion, and he had the typical symptoms of this so-called fencing response concussion afterwards. The fact that he improved over the next several minutes is not unusual. But it doesn't take away from the fact that this is a concussion, and you cannot explain it away by saying this is a pinched nerve because they wrapped the arm around the neck.
Interesting, because you actually took me right into the next question, that there are reports, but unsubstantiated reports. They haven't come from the team, but there people are reporting with their quote-unquote sources that it was the pinched nerve theory and that it would cause similar neurological issues. But you're saying that does, in your professional opinion, that wouldn't explain it to you?
No, not at all. You know, a pitch driven in the neck could cause pain shooting down your arm, but this individual had weakness on the left side of the body, arm and leg. If you look at the video closely, there is left-sided weakness. And I use the term fencing response. And if you look up fencing response, you'll see what I mean. The stiffening of the left side associated weakness, that is not a pinched nerve. So unequivocally, they're trying to explain this because they want him to come back to play. Now, say if they're right, this is a pinched nerve in the neck. Well, that's not good either. If you have a nerve damage in your neck, then you need to have an MRI of your cervical spine to see if there's any evidence of a disc herniation or spinal cord injury. Again, I don't think this is a pinched nerve in the neck. Based on my professional opinion, I really feel that this is a straightforward concussion with a fencing response. They did the right thing. They would not allow him to come back. Now, he's had previous concussions back in 2014, but let's be fair, the way he plays football, which is a running game, he's had micro injuries to his head all through his 4-year career. So you got to take that in consideration. So in regard to the NFL, they have a return to participation protocol, which is 5 phases. And they have to go through, you know, symptom limited activity, which is phase 1, aerobic exercise, which is phase 2. Phase 3 is football specific exercise without contact. Then you have club based non-contact training drills and full football activity, which is clearance. Now, there was 5 phases, but no one states how long it could take. So he could go through these 5 phases within a week. And if he has no complaints, such as headache, confusion, dizziness, disorientation, then they will let him play against the Bills. So as a Bill fan, I should say that he should not come back for 4 months, but I can't say that. So having said that, if whatever it is, even if it was a concussion, they could allow him to play next weekend on Sunday, even if it's a concussion. If they're calling this a pinched nerve in the neck or neck damage, you know, I would say that's even worse than the concussion, because then you have to do an MRI to see if the spinal cord is protected. You have to be sure that there's not a disc pressing on the spinal cord. So in many ways, they're going down the road of calling this a pinched nerve in the neck. And in my perspective, as a neurologist, that's probably worse than a concussion, because I want to know what the structural problems are in the neck.
Now, you talked about how when the tackle was almost completed, he kind of hit his forehead on the ground. Now, we see a play like that, 100 times in a given NFL game, and it really did not look too serious. Like, there was nothing that jumped out specifically about the hit that you would go, oh my goodness, you know, like, he has to be looked at immediately. It was more Mahomes' response. Is it concerning to you that just like a seemingly little hit by NFL standards could cause that? You know, for me, my question is, how much are doctors missing with these kind of micro head injuries when something seemingly as small as that could have that drastic an effect?
Yeah, I think the point you're making is a good one. We all focus on concussions. That should not be the focus. The focus is micro injuries to the head trauma. So when we look at the worst case scenario, which is called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, which is not uncommon in veterans of sports that are associated with head injury, such as boxing, such as football, CTE is not directly correlated with concussions, but with micro injuries to the head. So if you like counting concussions, oh, I have had 2 concussions in my career, that's one issue. But how many times have you been hit on the head? Again, his style of play, he's a running quarterback. And, you know, he has had numerous microinjuries injuries to the head. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about chronic traumatic encephalopathy or CTE in his case, but he needs to be protected. The style of his game is not consistent with longevity and neurological health. So the severity of the trauma does not explain the severity of the concussive symptoms. We see individuals who've had mild head injuries with significant post-concussive symptoms, and we've seen patients with significant head injuries in car accidents who come out of it without significant neurological problems. So we have to stay away from the severity of the injury and its correlation with the symptoms. One thing for sure, when you see him after he tries to get up on his own two feet and see the left side of his body, his left arm is hanging, his left leg is buckling, and he has the fencing response, unequivocally, that is a concussion and should be treated accordingly. The fact that he may play next week is because the return to participation protocol of the NFL is pretty specific, and he can go through those five phases in the next 4 days and be allowed to go back with a concussion.
All right, doctor, is there anything else that you would like to add, anything you think that our audience should know?
Well, I think this is a dangerous sport and should be treated accordingly. I think football has to change. I think, I respect the fact that the NFL and the medical societies have worked together to try to make this a safe sport. But it's never going to be a safe sport. And if you're an adult, you sign a contract and the risks are associated with this sport. But anybody under the age of 18 should not be able to take the same risk, because then these are minors who are making decisions that could affect the rest of their lives. And I don't think parents should have the responsibility to put children under the risk of such a violent sport that can affect children's quality of life and neurological longevity.
Real quick, doctor, I know I said it's kind of the last question, but this is a theory that I've had, and I just wanted to check with a professional. My theory is that the NFL should get rid of face masks, or they should make helmets smaller. What are your thoughts on that? It would, to me, like, if you get rid of a face mask, players are less likely to put their head in harm's way when making a tackle, and would maybe make better form tackles. What are your thoughts on something like that?
I think one of the biggest mistakes NFL football was try to make helmets that are safer and more protective. What that causes is head-to-head injuries. Then they're not afraid to go into tackles because they got this super new helmet. That was a mistake. What you're saying is just the opposite. Similar to rugby, where no one wears helmets, that if you don't wear a helmet, you're less likely to go head-on into an injury. Now, during this game, there was a tackle made out at the goal line by Sorensen, I think his name is. We went head-on into the head of the other player. Now, that person should have been thrown out of the game, and instead, Kansas City got the ball back on their 20-yard line. I'm not sure if you know what I'm talking about.
I do, the fumble into the end zone, the touchback.
Right. That was a head-to-head, dangerous, should be banned. Sorensen should have got, in soccer, you got the red card, you're out of the game. And those would have been a penalty, and then and Cleveland would have got the ball at the 6-inch line. That, to me, was just, I have to say, was disgusting. Looking at that, that was, he didn't even get a penalty for it. Now, stop the NFL from allowing those type of tackles, number one. But you're correct. If you change some of the rules, I think you change football as you know it. Taking the face mask off, smaller helmets. Rugby does it, and I have to tell you, if you've seen Australian rules rugby or even English rugby, that is a very dangerous sport. But in my mind, you don't see as many concussions because they don't go for the head. In American football, the head is something being used routinely in the sport, and that has to stop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.